This morning, we welcome Jessica Valdez, the Executive Director of Community Compass, to the show today. And for those who haven't heard about this organization, what is it?
So Community Compass is a nonprofit on the Blue Hill Peninsula that helps people in crisis. That could be financial crisis. Oftentimes we worked with people who are struggling financially, but we also work with people who might be having mental health issues, substance abuse issues, housing issues, you name it. There's no cookie cutter client that we have. It's just people who are struggling and in trouble and don't even know where to get started to get help and find stability. We're kind of that safety net that connects people with the existing resources in the community and then helps walk them through the applications for getting through to those services and kind of sticks with them until that stability kind of comes to fruition.
How long has Community Compass been around?
I've been with Community Compass since 2020, but Community Compass started about 15 years ago.
And it just goes to show you, obviously, you're still here. You're successful because there is the need and you obviously have support from the communities to help you do what you do.
Certainly. And it's been interesting. You know, when I first came on in 2020, we had a lot of grant funding and it was young enough that we still had a lot of donors throwing a lot of money at us in the beginning to try to help folks because we charge nothing for our services. Everything is completely free for people in need to meet with us and get help. But since COVID and all of the fallout from that and the way that grant funding has changed over the last couple of years, we're not getting the grant funding that we used to because all the grants are trying to get a bigger bang for their buck, either a bigger population to be served or bigger organizations. And all of the small nonprofits are feeling that crunch. We are one of the only organizations that does what we do for free and that is completely donor and grant reliant. So everything we do comes from the support of the community and 95% of our budget goes directly into helping people in the community. We don't have an office, so we don't have that overhead, and our administrative costs are incredibly low.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Jessica Valdez, the Executive Director of Community Compass, and in just a moment, believe it or not, she's got holidays on her mind. That's next on Star 97.7. Jessica Valdez joins us this morning from Community Compass. She's the Executive Director. It's hard to believe we're into September now, and you're already thinking holidays.
We are, because it takes a lot of time and planning. We're getting ready to start our holiday meal box program. And lots of people do holiday meal boxes out there for folks, but ours is unique in that it has everything you need down to the salt and pepper, the milk and butter that you need to put on those holiday meals. We assume that there's nothing in the cupboards when we put these boxes together so that you can bake everything. Your green bean casserole is going to have that milk and any seasoning you need to go with it coming from that holiday meal box. We are partnering with Hannaford again this year, who's providing our ham and turkeys. And then we get businesses and community individuals to sponsor the remaining cost of the box. We usually put out about 90 boxes on the Blue Hill Peninsula, but the requests are already going up for this year because we start talking to clients about it this time of year. So we have a good idea of how many we need to make sure are ready to go. And I think we're probably looking at about 120 boxes this year.
Wow. And I'm sure every year those numbers continue to tick up, don't they?
They do. And there's always the last minute ones who didn't hear about it or have something happen right before the holiday that puts a pin in their plans and makes the need kind of a more emergent need than something they can plan for. And each box costs about $75 for us to put out for folks.
If somebody wants to help, if they want to volunteer or they need help, what's the easiest way for people to connect and make that first step?
They can reach out to me by email at director@communitycompassdowneast.org or visit our website, communitycompassdowneast.org, and they can donate right through our website onto our PayPal link and put in the memo holiday meal boxes. They can email us or they can send a check to P.O. Box 552, Blue Hill, Maine 04614. And all of that gets tracked and make sure that it goes directly to the holiday meal box program.